absolutely great to be here now and to have my name on the trophy, so to say. Just a great achievement, and just glad to have done the rally and got the opportunity to do it.
You described it as the All-Ireland of rallying to one here in the county.
Yeah, no, definitely. definitely the best rally in the country, and to win it, it's what do you do next kind of thing. But, you know, I definitely have to try and come back next year and do it again. Thoroughly enjoyable. Yep.
This is a huge achievement for you, given you've only sat in a WRC car yourself and James now on two occasions.
Yeah, two occasions and two victories, so maybe we'll get a third lucky. But, no, I was told last night we were the youngest crew to win Donegal ever, so it seems to be a great achievement, but just thrilled with it, so very happy.
You stuck with the times Friday and Saturday. You kept touch with the leaders up until the Saturday evening. Were you content at that stage where you were placed third? Or up to second, actually, at the end of day two?
Yeah, no, going to bed Saturday night, I still couldn't sleep because I was second overall. That was great, and woke up Sunday morning, it was penalties or whatever, and we'd went into first, but to come in the top three of Donegal, never mind winning it, it'd be very, very good.
How did you handle that pressure on Sunday morning?
Probably not too well at the start. I was very jittery and I couldn't eat, but you know, myself and James really knuckled down and concentrated very hard, and James done a great job.
It might take a wee while for this one to settle in.
Yeah, it probably will. But no, it can settle for a long time because it'll be buzzing for a long, long time.
James, the car was run by Kenny and McKinstry Motorsport, and I'm sure the people around you with the wealth of experience that they have helped you out, particularly on the final day.
Yeah, the car never missed a beat. Well, we had one wee problem with the launch. We couldn't do the launch on Sunday. We just had a drive off the line easy, but the car is just unreal. Compared to Evo, when we get in this, I just don't lift my head anymore. I don't have time. And you're feeling the corners rather than looking at them. But and to run first in the road yesterday, you know, in Donegal Rally, it was great. You know, it was some buzz. And when you think back, two people, you know, Sebastian Loeb won this rally, 9-time world champion. Another man, Ari Vatanen, you know, they're world champions. They're the best you can get, so It's just unreal to win it.
And of course, there's some of the best names in Irish rallying in there as well that you used to watch when you came to Downings as a young cub, and that put you on your track to where you are today.
That's right. In particular, Billy Coleman and Austin McHale, they were always heroes of me. And Sam won the Billy Coleman Award a couple of years ago. And, you know, they're legends in Irish rallying. And, you know, as standing Atlantic Drive years ago as a child and just seeing these cars going by, monsters of cars, and you know, there's such a buzz and the banging and the noise, and just when you're a child, you're just scared the living hell out of you. But it was you know, it's just great to win it now.
What was the feeling like in the car yesterday when you came off Fannett Head for the last time?
Well, for me, I can never switch off until I'm in Park Ferm and the time cards are talking. Maybe even I was up checking in Oshford last night until it's signed and sealed. My job not done, so you know, it's probably a bit different for Sam, but you know, I'd still be worrying until everything's final.
This, as I've said, this is a great achievement considering you've only in the car twice in a WRC, but the talent that this young man has is something special, and we expect more, James, to come from him.
Oh, I'd say definitely, you know, I'd say there's still a wee bit more in the car, and we're definitely still only getting used to it, two rallies, and just stepped into it, and to win Monaghan Rally, which is our home event in Donegal, if you couldn't choose two better rallies in the country to win, so, and hopefully, you know, we're still only a hire car, and it was only out for two events, but it'd be hard to go back to Group N now, you know.
This is a huge one as well, Sam, for the Moffat family.
Yeah, no, there's I don't know, in my head there could be seven or eight of us Moffats, boys and girls, all rallying, and no, it's bred into us, our two uncles and everything. My mother also done this rally back in 1986, so I definitely just didn't pick it up on the ground. But, no, it's great, and the whole family's delighted, and I'm delighted, so it's great.
It's great for the Moffats, but it's great for Monaghan, because you took a clean sweep at the weekend. I suppose you took all the honours away from the Donegal boys.
Yeah, well, we got the overall. Gary McPhillips got the National, and Stephen Wright got Group N, so it was very, very good, and glad to see all the boys home and safe, and I think the rally was very well run and well done to Donegal Motor Club. So,
And I'm sure the Donegal boys will be heading to Monaghan next year to try and take stuff off yous.
Oh, I'm sure they will, but they'll have a hard time trying, I'm sure.
And finally, what's next now for you, Sam? You're going into your next rally as Donegal champions, and I suppose everybody will now see you guys as the fellas to beat.
We'll be in the group N car, hopefully. I just enjoy rallying. It doesn't matter if I'm in any car at all. Rallying's rallying, and it's a good sport. Probably going to Ravens Rock, and there'll be a tight battle with Stephen Wright again and many others.
And next year, you'll have to come back to Donegal now to defend this title.
Yeah, well, I'll have to see if I can get sponsorship together and get Dad back on the go, but hopefully we'll be fit and give the boys a good race again.
Listen, Sam and James, well done and congratulations again. 2013 Donegal winners, enjoy it.
Thank you.